No Foul Monkeys fans, you have spent your whole life listening to this show, enjoying it to the point of returning to listen every time a new episode comes out. Yet, you don't seem to share the laughter with other people. You keep it to yourself for your own selfish pleasure. The device that you are wearing contains 2 6-inch stainless steel rods that are set to be driven into your eye sockets and straight into your brain, instantly killing you.
Instantly.
The only way to stop the device from impaling both eyes and your brain is to tell 10 people about the show you have been so selfishly keeping to yourself. Laugh or die. The choice is yours. Time starts now.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And Nicole.
And this is episode 163. One after another, we do it all day long.
Yes, we do.
Or when we say do it, we mean like do it.
Oh, yeah. Right? Just me and you together.
Just one-on-one action. Just straight on getting it up and on. Whatever.
I can't get anything
I don't know how to
Sorry.
Talk straight. I don't know that foreign language.
What a great meaning. Look, a hamburger.
Hamburger. So, like, we have, like,
songs
nothing
about meat.
We have my picker. We have, like, nothing for you tonight.
Not so far.
Nothing. I mean, I don't even know how we're gonna get through this.
We literally just did the other podcast, and I was like, let's do another one. And he was like, really? What are we going to talk about?
Somebody asked if you wanted to be on their podcast. If you wanted to be on somebody else as, like, a team.
Who?
It was Brad.
Who's Brad?
He's the listener that called in and said you're a slut, but then he called back and said, no, you're not a slut.
He didn't say I was a slut. Well, he did say
whatever,
I was a skank.
Slutty, whatever. Isn't that the same? But I did a show with him the other day, and he was like, you totally have to have Nicole on, too. The name of his podcast is called...
Uh-oh.
Hold on. I'm trying to think of it. Oh, I totally forget right now. It's something... Pie. Pie Plate Bingo.
Oh.
Hey, babes. Listen to Pie Plate Bingo.
Not Cher.
Well, I was Cher on his show.
You were?
Mm-hmm. For like 5 seconds.
Oh. She made a special guest appearance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
The term made me mini.
What's his talk? What's his show about? Just like whatever.
It's kind of like ours, but his isn't gross.
Listen, like ours.
Oh.
Am I an unofficial
family
member of the team?
I haven't decided yet. And the listeners have not decided because they actually haven't responded. That's another good thing they can call in or email us. How do you like Nicole? What is the future of Nicole?
Hmm.
Is she gone? Should she go or should she stay?
Are you going to boot me off the island? Snuff out my torch? Like Survivor?
Are you going to snuff out her torch between her legs?
Oh my God.
She's on fire.
Yes, always. Shut up.
Fried pussy?
That's your asshole from when you just took a dump.
I didn't take a dump. I
in your pants.
In my panties.
You sharted. My neck feels like it's all hunched over.
My neck. My back. Lick my booty and my crack. You're like, whatever.
I do not like that song. It's too dirty. Awesome. Well, I have to ask you how to...
Is there any questions you want to ask me? But you have to do it like me. I have a question.
Okay, let me think. You talk about something while I think of one.
Hi, something. What's up? Nothing, something. What's up, Trani?
What?
You're hot, ghetto, mess. Trani, you're mess.
Retarded.
You are retarded.
I have a question.
Yes.
How long did it take you to invent fire?
Not long. All I had to do was stand up.
How about the wheel?
That took a little longer because I just didn't know how to chisel wood.
Wheels were made of stones.
Oh, I didn't know how to chisel stones.
I love age bashing.
I'm not even that old.
My birthday, I don't know when this will come out, but it's May 29th. And I'll only be 24. May
29th, she'll be 24.
And you're going to be 644 on your next birthday.
644. Nice.
You're like a vampire.
Why don't you just make it 666?
Because I don't like that number.
6,666.
Because you're going to be like Lestat from Interview with a Vampire.
I love that movie.
It's good.
And they're hot. I wish they were just like totally fucked.
They didn't like each other when they made that movie. Because Tom was pissed because Brad was the new up-and-coming. Mm-hmm. And he was like, screw you, I'll really rip your throat out.
But it would have been hot.
No, I don't want to see those two hot dudes boning. They need to bone me, not each other.
At the same time?
Yeah.
One in the pink, one in the sink. I have a question.
What?
Have you ever had one in the pink and one in the sink?
No, I have not.
Have you ever had one in the sink?
No, I have not.
Will you ever have one in the stink?
I don't know. I'm not opposed.
You just haven't found the right one yet?
Yeah, I've not.
You're waiting for one of them to tell you they love you.
Yes, that's the key to unlocking that back door. Tell me you love me. It's all, right. All yours.
What is your I am name?
What? Sorry, I was scratching my eyeball.
Is it 18? Is that it? Is that it?
Yeah.
Dread Naughty 18?
Yeah. Awesome. I'm going to have fans chat with me.
Well, not really, because they don't even fucking chat with me.
Oh.
I'll be really pissed if they all chat with you and nobody ever fucking talks to me.
I will love it. Please, people, do it just to piss
you will
off.
Be off the show so fast.
I'll start my own. That's fine.
Oh, you're going to start your own? And how are you going to do that?
I'll find a way.
Really?
I'm very industrious. I'll find a way.
Really?
Really.
Well, tell me your plan.
No, I like being on this one.
Really?
Because you have all the high-tech tools.
High-tech tools? I have none.
Mine would just be like me sitting in my bed and be like, okay, so I'm like talking.
And John.
Have a good night. Bye. Hey. Hello. Goodbye.
I wonder if they have a new one out.
Don't look, because I don't want to watch them. Man, me and my big-ass mouth.
Planet Unicorn, hey.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What was your pet unicorn like when you were a child?
Christmas in February, they have... No, that's old.
Uh-huh.
Wait. Oh, yeah, that's an old one. What was what like when I was a child?
Your pet unicorn. Because you did grow up with, like, Zeus and Hera and all the... Was his name Pegasus?
No.
Did
his
he have
name
wings?
Was Up Your Assesses.
I only have one ass, so assesses would not work.
Well, then you might want to tell your pants that. Oh, that was nice. You like that one? That was good, right?
You need to buy the camera so we can prove once and for all who has the bigger ass, me or you. And from where I'm sitting, it's definitely you. Definitely you.
Me, I'm fat and everybody knows it.
Yeah, you are.
I was supposed to be on Weight Watchers, but it didn't work.
How long did you try it?
No, I'm still on it. I just skipped a couple days.
Oh, you made me spew onto the microphone. my spittle.
Ew. Don't do that because it shortened. It make like shorts.
I didn't mean to. You made me do it. Shut up.
Really? I don't recall that I was screaming or yelling because maybe I'm just confused with myself.
It's your Alzheimer's.
What's that?
Your dementia.
What?
Exactly.
Huh?
Ricky, remember you told me you'd lend me $100?
I'm pretty sure that I did not say that.
That's your Alzheimer's. I told you.
Oh.
You don't remember.
Well, I just don't remember that you just told me that.
It was worth a shot.
Yeah. Not happening.
Other people need to like write in with their meanest insulting Ricky's age.
What about the meanest insulting Teddy jokes?
Go ahead. I don't care if you insult my boobs. I know they're awesome and fabulous.
Insult my titties.
Sing a rap song about them. That'll be even more awesome.
Yo.
My neck. It hurts.
I've never heard that rap song before.
It's all like hunched over feeling. Shut up. I was just waiting for a comment. Oh my God. I'm going to throw this pen in
your roast beef is slamming all over the place.
What? I didn't say slamming. Shut up.
Whatever.
Shut up.
So my friend Christian tells me not to bring the clear shoes because he doesn't want to pretend not to know me when I'm in Los Angeles.
I agree with him. Don't bring them.
I wish you bitches would stop being jealous. Just be happy for me for one goddamn minute.
It's just shoes that are clear. Who cares?
California counties to offer same-sex marriage on June 14th. I think that's like coming out day or something.
I'm here. I'm queer. Her
and I'm queer. And can I suck your dick?
It's so people crack me up that are straight that are like afraid of gay people. That they think like, oh my God, they all want to just do me just because I'm a guy and they're a guy.
Right. I'm like, you know, we actually are like attracted to people and we don't like people.
I know.
You said discriminating.
You know, like if you say, like say I saw two guys on the street and one I thought was drop dead gorgeous and one not so much. I'm discriminating against the not so much guy in favor
of the drop dead
gorgeous guy. Oh, yes. I've not seen that.
I try to look within. Past their ugly face. And their yellow teeth. And their smelly crotch.
Oh, liar.
Just saying.
Liar.
You're right. No,
the outside
but,
matters. I mean, it does.
But, I mean, straight guys have to, like, step outside of themselves and realize that not all of you guys are good looking.
Yeah, we've been trying to tell them for years, and they're still not listening. They still think that everybody wants them gay, straight.
Why?
I don't know. They just.
I mean, I'm gay, and nobody wants me.
They're straights that nobody wants either.
Indiana Jones hits 311 million worldwide.
I'm sorry.
And apparently that movie sucks.
But Iron Man is like 1,000 times better. And yeah, my brother saw it. He said it was pretty retarded. Who are you talking to? People that could listen from the show or just someone that you know?
Some of these are listeners.
Are you telling them? Tell them that we're recording right now.
We are recording right now.
No, oh. Tell them. On your message. Oh my God. When they're hearing this, they'll know that we were recording because they're listening to it.
Well, but they're not going to listen to it right now. They can't.
I know, but for us to
Why?
Say.
Okay. When you like want to tell me something and you're not happy with it, do we need to scream? Because maybe I'm just not hearing
I'm
myself.
I'm passionate.
Maybe
I'm passionate when I have a complaint or an item I want to speak about. I get heated. I'm passionate. There you go.
He's adding your aim right now.
Who is who?
Kyle, our networker, our website officialier. I made that up.
Gay or straight?
Gay.
Dude, I want some straight dudes to add me. If there's any out there, I don't know. All the ones I saw on the Frapper map were gay. Except for like three.
Sorry.
Tell him if he has any straight friends.
I just told him. If you guys have
there's
any...
There's a mosquito in here.
Where?
It's flying.
I don't like them.
Me neither. They always bite me. They're going to be like, screaming like little girls.
So we're going to go see a movie, Strangers, next weekend. I'm so fucking excited.
Oh, I can't jump up and down.
Maybe we should take the flip phone. Fuck. The flip camera. And, like, do some illegal recording.
No, I don't want you to go to jail. Because we have to see scary movies. And if you're in the jail, we can't.
I don't know anything about the jails.
What?
I don't know.
That doesn't have anything to do with that.
It really doesn't.
I know they tell you don't drop the soap in the jail.
I don't think you really want to drop the soap. They have, like, liquid soap now.
Oh, to prevent that?
I guess.
Have you seen American History X? With Edward Norton and Edward Furlong?
And is Feruza, it the racist movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he makes the dude bite the curb and bashes his head in.
Oh, God, that's so awful. That movie is sad.
They make him drop the soap in the shower, and then they totally... The guy is, like, massive. Not his dick, because you can't see it, but his body is, like, humongous. Uh-huh. And he totally, like, rapes him. And then he cries on the bed in the infirmary.
That's hot.
It's a good movie. It's sad, though.
It's sad, and it shows, like, how fucked up this world is.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And what?
I feel like... I need, like, a different
take
chair
your bra
next
off.
Time. No, it's...
It's not like I care.
Well, I have to drive home, and I'll forget to put it on. I'll just
no,
like,
this is the scenario. This is what the scenario would be. You take your off your bra here, and then, like...
Put it in my purse.
On, and you put it in your purse. But, for some reason, you forget to turn on your headlights or your backlights, and you get pulled over. And the police officer asks you to get out of your car, and when you do, it's like... Bong, bong, bong.
Because I hop
and then he
out
says,
of my car.
And then he says, in order for me to let you go, I'm going to have to titty fuck you. What would you do?
Oh, my God. I'd say, take me to jail, then.
What if he's really hot, though?
I'd say...
And has, like, a 10-inch cock.
I don't know if I want that. That'd be scary. But, like, can you cut some of that off first? That's a little too big. No, I'd just be like, where's the nearest hotel? If you're hot, use your cuffs on me, please. Thank you. Ooh, your billy club. It's so big.
That's not my billy club.
Your nightstick. It's so hard. Big. Hey, I thought you said you needed a permit for porn over here.
Too big to fit in here. Too big to fit in here. Too big to fit in here.
You are so done.
I'm
like
tired.
Crying in pain and you're over here. Too big to fit in here.
Well, oh, thanks for nothing.
Oh my God. I'm gonna have to go home tonight and sign on my AIM and see if anybody has added me. I'll have like all these people. I'll be like, who is this? I don't know.
Well,
then I'll be like, oh yeah.
It'll take a couple days.
Oh yeah, because they have to see the show and know that you added me. Just kidding. Except for who you're talking to right now. He knows.
Yeah, he's actually doing like the website and stuff and junk now. Like right now, as we're talking, I am administrating my administrative rules.
Oh, what are the rules?
I'm telling him his ass what to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, put the fucking shit on there.
Oh.
Oh, and take off Bear City, please. And podcast soup.
What's Bear City?
It's a website where I meet hot, hunky men.
Oh.
But I never meet them.
Oh. Bummer.
That's where you're supposed to meet them.
My lips are sunburned even. I'm rubbing them. Shut up. My lips on my face.
Your upstairs lips or your downstairs
lips? I knew you were going to say that. Lips on my face. I want to talk to this dude.
Which one?
The one you're talking to right now.
Right here?
Yeah, he won't know that's me.
That's who I was supposed to go to Busch Gardens with today.
But you didn't?
No, because I'm stupid. And I got his home number instead of his cell number. And when I called his home number, his fax line was hooked into it. So I couldn't get a hold of him. And I felt like a big jerk. So I came home and I got his cell phone number. And then he's like, no, thanks. That's okay. It's kind of late. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, man.
Ooh.
So I'll tell him that I talked about him on the show and he can listen to it. So
new fan.
I'm not a jerk. I promise.
Yeah, he promises.
Promise. Do you think he's cute?
Promise of a new day. Who sings that?
Paula Abdul.
Good job.
Thanks.
No, he's not as cute as the other dude. What?
I have to beep that out.
What? I didn't say anything bad. Unless you don't want this dude to know anything. As I say more. My bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to do technical work and do this show at the same time. I'm sorry.
Dude, you know what? You could just like buy a new computer chair.
Well, that's Herb's. You know his skinny ass.
My neck is like friggin' for real. I want to just top off my head because my neck hurts so bad right now.
Is it just because it's burning?
No, it's because I'm like this, all hunched up to the microphone and I don't like it. My neck doesn't burn.
All hunched up to the microphone.
Yeah. Ooh, shit. Okay.
God, I'm so sorry that I'm doing this, but I'm trying to get...
You're ignoring the listeners.
I'm ignoring the listeners, and I'm a fucking asshole.
You said it, not me. That means that I will have to take over the show while you're indisposed.
You never did tell me how your episode would start out.
My episode?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like if you had to take over, what would it sound like?
I don't know.
Like would you be like, welcome back?
I would totally pull a Ryan Seacrest.
And how would that go?
Nicole out. That's what he said.
Of the closet.
Kept in the closet. Closet.
I totally need to videotape that.
Never again will I do that.
Yes, you will.
Never again.
Yes, you will.
I so won't, and you can't make me.
I won't make you. I'll get someone else to do it.
No one can. No one's my boss. I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
Okay.
That makes my bipolar disorder show up, so you shut up right now. Oh, and my Tourette's, bitch. I don't really.
In my turret, bitch,
cocksucker. Oh, don't say that word. I apologize, especially to
yourself.
Sarah.
You apologize to yourself.
I apologize to Sarah, especially because she listens to these.
She hates that word,
and I don't like to say dirty words. I'm sorry.
Yes, you do love to say dirty words.
Not like that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I'm Emily Rose Jesus? Tonight. Jesus doesn't sound evil. He would be like, hello, child. Not possessed
so,
sounding.
A couple shows ago, Lauren Message said, look out. There's this fish about to jump in your shirt.
Yeah.
Because that fish is so classy. What?
That's my dad's. Okay? That is my dad's.
You're like, it's like the girl on MySpace who didn't flush her toilet.
It's not like it's... I'm on the wall like Spider-Man, you know. I'm on the ground, on the floor, and it's just on the wall. It's my dad's decoration. He likes it.
Right.
It's a big, huge... It's a big... Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Go back to that?
No.
Go back.
No.
No, do it. I want to see.
No. Oh, there's a picture somebody drew of after we talked about, that's supposed to be Hillary Clinton's brother.
What?
Hold on.
No, wait, go see. Up. I want to hear the email. I saw, hi, Nicole.
Oh, I'll read it. It says, hi, Nicole. Enjoyed the podcast and your instant classic sound clips about liver spots and edible private parts. As you probably
edible
know, I've
parts.
Been drawing pics of Ricky that he's posted on a disreputable website, which I shall not name.
I didn't know that,
then
actually.
Then posting said masterworks on my own blog. So here's one of the pictures that he did. Well, let me tell you, I got to the point where I was drawing one of Rick's nips with those cute little rings in them, and I got a little, shall we say, distracted. That's... Anywho, the result of a few minutes later was the drawing of a stud Sarge plowing a red-headed soldier twink in a military-themed flick.
What?
Stud's name escapes me, but he's in the Twinks for Cash series with a butch blonde and goateed skinhead that Ricky probably has clips from downloaded on his hard drive.
What?
Don't deny it, Ricky. You know you do. I'm also including a photo of Hillary Clinton's sexy brother Hugh, which is suitable for framing. This should help people forget about her recent faux pas remark about Bobby Kennedy. And you know, I hear Hugh is heterosexual, so you, Nicole, might have a shot at him.
Who's Hugh? I'll pass on
look
Hugh.
Look at Hillary Clinton's face.
The picture, like all bright and standing out in the room. Hugh is an ew, actually.
Hugh is ooge.
Hugh... looks like he has a carrot.
No.
In a place of a penis.
Melanie responded to the breast photos. This says, and there went dinner.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
And that's someone that sent me some pictures. So. Do not say a damn thing.
I wanted to just see them close up is all.
Here we go. Let's see. There you are. You're right there.
Yay!
So go to the website and hit message Nicole Dreadnought Naughty 18. Okay.
Correct. That
is awesome, Kyle. Thank you. Sing to him.
Kyle, you're my hero, man. Sorry, I don't have a penis, but I'll sing to you anyway. Shape or form that you like. Okay, I'm done.
Judy Garland.
Somewhere, I'm done. I get songs and hyper sometimes. Oh God, dude, I'm seriously taking this bra off. Screw it.
Do it. I want to see. I just want to see them just like bust out. Go ahead.
Oh my God. Ow, my shoulders.
Guys, I need the camera. I know.
They think it's so cool that girls can take their bras off without removing their shirt. It's not that big a deal.
Ugh. Damn, that was fast.
Freedom. Much better.
They're a little lower than what they were, but
because the bra has underwire for that extra lift.
Have you had that on for 2 years?
No.
No.
No. Only no. One. Only 1 year.
I want to see if you can add my Amazon wish list to the page.
Why? No one's gonna buy you shit.
No, everybody buys everybody on their Amazon wish list.
I didn't buy my friend nothing from hers.
Cause you're like fucking stupid.
What's on your wish list? I can only imagine.
I have a bunch of shit. Where is my wish list?
Let's see it.
I've been loving.
Magazine?
I've been loving a long time.
Subscriptions?
Yeah, all different kinds of things.
Scroll down.
Let's make that public. Let's see. And I don't know how to add the wish list to the website, so I'll just do this. I'm doing the work over the show. Oh, we're at 29 minutes. We gotta go. God, this show kind of sucked. I'm sorry, people. I know.
That's because Ricky blows at life.
I do blow a lot. And when I say blow, I mean the white cocaine powder substance crystallizes.
I'm telling the bosses at work.
Whatever.
You
I don't
want
do
to be
that
fired.
Crap. If I sniff anything, it's Comet.
Why?
Because my nose is dirty.
Wow.
All right, so this is episode 163. It's sucky, and if you please, let us know if you think it fucking sucked.
No.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Join our MySpace, our Frapper Map. leave us a review. 80 gets you Trucker Mike's penis. 85 gets you
boob dance.
Nicole's boob dancing boob. And 100 gets you Mike and Brett's penis together touching.
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 Send stuff to the P.O. box.
Yes. Do and it. I'll check it like.
Do it tomorrow. Tuesday. Can I check it? Don't you have just have a key?
Yeah, I can give you the key.
I will totally go tomorrow and check the P.O. box. Okay. And I will absolutely freaking die if there's something in there.
You can't open it until you should give it to me.
Why? Yeah.
Because that's the rules.
Well, fine. There's probably nothing in there anyway, but I'll check.
There's probably nothing in there.
That's what I just said. There's probably nothing in there.
Nothing in there but squares.
Squares.
All right. So, did I leave anything else out? We're not doing a third show. We just can't do that. No, I got to start playing my game. It's called Uncharted.
What's that?
It's kind of like Sharded, but with a CH.
What's it about?
I don't know. Some army game. You want to watch me play it for a little bit?
No.
Yeah, you do. Okay. I don't even know why I asked you.
I know, right?
You're going to fucking do it, bitch. Yeah. You like that, bitch?
No.
You're going to fucking like it.
Fuck you. I ain't liking shit.
I ain't liking shit.
Motherfuck. Shit. Cunt. Shit. Motherfuck. Oh, wait. That's my Tourette's. Well, sorry, folks, Sarah. I said that word. We're at the end of another show, but don't worry. Don't end it on that. I was cussing.
Real soon. We'll say a nice word then.
Love.